One of Jeff's good friends from college was in town this weekend for Jeff's comedy shows. He was on the show. And Jeff committed one of the biggest travel violations of all time.
I wasn't even traveling. How do I commit a travel violation when I never traveled farther than Lawrenceville, which is 30 minutes from our house?
So Jeff was dropping Steve, or Steven. Which one does he go by?
Steve.
Okay, I was calling him Steve, but then other people were saying Steven, and I was like, oh no. But took him to lunch before he got on a plane, and Jeff took him to the greasiest, potentially disastrous, digestively speaking, restaurant in Atlanta, which is the Varsity. And while it is an amazing choice, and I love the Varsity, you don't eat the Varsity before you get on a plane.
It's an Atlanta institution. If you visit Atlanta, you go to the Varsity and you get a hot dog and fries or onion rings. You have to do it.
I feel like he'll be running to the bathroom every 5 minutes. And if the person sitting next to him is from Atlanta, they'll just look at him and say, Varsity? And he'll be like, yep.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for my friend Steve and all my other friends who joined me for the Jeff Dollar and Friends comedy shows that we had this past weekend.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for my best friend, Chrissy.
The shows over the weekend, huge success. Thank you to everybody who came out. I feel reinvigorated about my love of being on stage and doing comedy, and all the people who did the shows with us, new friends and old, love them all. Thank you for being a part of it. And if you came out, thank you for coming to the shows. You were great crowds.
The shows were really great, but for whatever reason, the energy on Friday was crazy. And I don't know if it's because it's like the first time that a ton of upsiders have gotten together since we launched the show. I think that has something to do with it, kind of. But from where I sit, here's kind of what happened. So it was a big venue. And there were a ton of upsiders. There was a meetup before the show. And then the energy in the room was just awesome. Like, I don't know. It was just electric. All the comedians nailed it. Jeff, at the end, kind of changed things up, which you were nervous about that.
If you watch any stand-up comedy on live or on TV or whatever, the last joke is always the biggest. You want to leave people laughing hard, applauding. You save your biggest joke for the final joke. And I decided that I didn't want to leave with the biggest joke. I wanted to leave with an uplifting message that had some humor infused in it, but it wasn't going to be the biggest punchline of the night.
And he nailed it.
He totally nailed it.
Well, he started choking up. I cried. I noticed there were other people in the audience crying. It was like a really big emotional moment. And I think you should give a little insight into what that was, because I got a ton of Instagram messages from upsiders around the country that were like, oh my gosh, I wasn't at the show. What did he say? And then I can speak to the significance of why it was so particularly touching.
I told a story of going on a bike ride as part of my triathlon training about 5 years ago, six years ago. And during this bike ride, I became separated from the groups. I was like on my own. I was a one-man wolf pack out there on this 35-mile stretch of road in Hawaii. And I was all by myself, and I forgot to wear my GPS watch that would tell me how far I've ridden and therefore let me know how far I have to go. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm on a road that I've never been on before, and it's in Hawaii where everything looks the same to me.
Yeah.
So I had no idea how much farther I had to go. And it was nerve-wracking because there's nothing on this road. It's not like there's a Quick Trip every 2 miles that I could pull into and wait for something. There was literally nothing. And what I ended up doing is just focusing on the top of the next hill. There were just really long, long, gradual hills. And I would just focus on the top of the hill and say, okay, in my mind, I'd be like, just get to the top of that hill. And if, once you get to the top of that hill, you can take a break. But what happened was I would get to the top of the hill and then I would see in front of me would be a long sloping downhill. And I'm like, well, I can make it down. I can do that. Like, that's easy. So I would do the long sloping downhill. And of course, that leads into another long uphill. And that's where I would be like, okay, I just got to focus to the top of the hill. Well, I ended up riding the entire 35 miles without ever stopping. Like, I just mentally fought the battle by, or fought the war by breaking it down into tiny little one hill battles. And at some point, like the hills became too much to focus on. So I would just pick like a sign, you know, there'd be a sign that would say like truck crossing at a side street. And I had no idea if it was at half a mile ahead or 100 yards, but I'd be like, all right, let me just get to that sign. And then it would be, oh, let me just get to that weird shaped rock or whatever. But I ended up riding the 30 of the 35 miles, I'm guessing, totally alone, just by focusing on one thing ahead of me and getting to that, and then making a tiny commitment to get to something else. And I did it. And I got to the end, and there was my angel, Sanjay Gupta, waiting for me because he was training for the same triathlon. And there he was. Didn't even notice he left me behind. No idea. Just gone. He was like, Jeff, who? Oh, you're back. So, but that was the story that I told.
And why did you choke up in the middle of that story?
I think the choking up wasn't as much about that story as it was how crappy the past year and year and a half have been with just stuff that we couldn't control, mm-hmm. just things that happen, employment related, family health related, losing people that we loved related, just stuff, just changes, mm-hmm. selling homes, moving out of apartments, moving into new homes, all these changes. And I think we endured them not by focusing on the enormity of everything that was happening, but just like, all right, let's get to the next hill.
Let's get through one thing at a time.
Yeah. And we just did it one thing at a time. And so it wasn't necessarily the story that choked me up, but it was the fact that I feel like maybe that show, that Friday night show, was my Sanjay Gupta. You know what I mean?
Like, it felt like community. That's the word that I keep thinking
about. But for me, selfishly, not about the community, I'm just saying at some point on every journey, you hit an end. It doesn't mean your journey ends. There's another journey waiting for you.
But maybe the struggle of that race ends.
But that 35-mile stretch of highway of riding a bike with Sanjay Gupta and getting deserted and him waiting at the, you know, finding, mm-hmm. catching up with him at the end. Like, I felt like the Strand Theater on Friday night was the Sanjay Gupta of this.
And you're like, I did it.
Yes, I'm here. So that's where, say I'm getting choked up again. Like, that's where I feel like everything just felt right. Like, the podcast feels right. Doing it with you feels right. The comic, having Steve and Lace, who are both extremely important to me there, felt right. And then the community of Upsiders felt different than any other comedy or radio show I've been in front of.
Yeah. So
the whole thing felt right.
I felt the same way too. T-Bird felt the same way too. Katie was there. She felt the same thing. And
not just the Upsider, but like Jared Harris, who is Lace's husband, who's done almost every comedy show I've put together in Atlanta. I invite Lace and Jared to be a part of it. Love them. I could see them 100 times. They're hilarious. And Jared said, dude, something about this room, man. These people tonight, it was electric. Like, he noticed it. He's gone to LA and done comedy. He's toured the country and done comedy.
Right.
And he pulled me aside. Your dad pulled me aside. And he's like, that felt different. Everything, that room was different.
It was different. And I think It was kind of like, it was, for me, I think it was kind of the first time that we've been in a room with a group of upsiders. And I think we're all so excited about the place that we're in, like not together as a part of this community. And I think for me, where I sat, because my tiers were a little bit different, and my tiers were because, you know, a couple of years. So we got married basically in 2016.
Hold on, just an aside. When Kelly says from where she sat, she means where she sat for 98% of the show, because she did get up for 2 minutes to use the bathroom.
And I did.
And at that exact moment, somebody in the crowd said, "Where's Kelly? I want to say hi to Kelly." And so I looked to where she was sitting because I was going to ask her to stand up and wave, and she wasn't there. And the comics in the back, Catherine and Chrissy and Lace, Catherine ran out on stage and was loudly, "She's in the bathroom," whispering to me. And you know me, Callie, I can't hear anything. So I'm like, "What?"
Right.
She's like, "In the bathroom." And downstairs, apparently Chrissy and Lace were pounding
on
your door.
They were literally pounding on the bathroom door. I was like, "You guys, I'm literally in the bathroom right now." So they were like, "No, you have to go on stage." And I'm like, "Just tell them I can't." And they're like, "Callie, no, you have to go."
Because then it became funny that you weren't there. So then people started chanting. And it was just funny that the 2 minutes that you went to
happened
the
to go to the bathroom. Right.
Yeah.
So I missed out. But so from where I sit, so we got married in 2016. And when we got married and when we were engaged, like, things were really easy. Life was great. I mean, we were on top of the world. And our relationship and our marriage has always been really good and always really strong. But life kind of was like, "Oh, you're married now? Okay, this will be fun." And like went into overdrive, and a lot of stuff happened. Like, both my grandparents got sick and passed away. Jeff's mom was sick. Things at his job were really hard. And I remember calling my friend one night, because Jeff was working at one point like 20 hours a day, some like crazy, crazy amount of time. And I remember taking the dogs out for an evening walk, and Jeff was too tired to come with me. And I called my girlfriend, and I said to her, "I feel like I'm losing Jeff. Like, I don't know, like, a lot of stuff has happened, and he just does not seem like the Jeff that I know." And I think it was a combination of just life stuff and work stuff. And I was really scared. And I, you know, my biggest fear was, what if this is just how he is now? Like, what if things are just different and I lost my husband and he's going to be someone that works all the time, but is always stressed and there's always issues. And I was really, really scared of that. And I think for me, when I saw you perform on Friday, I was like, "He's back. Oh my God, he is back." And I feel like you needed the people in that room. Like, you needed your community, and people have rallied around us, you know, emotionally for the past year. Like, the second Jeff got fired, people, like, you have shown us the definition of community. But seeing people in person and getting to like hug it out and the whole thing, it was amazing. So for me, it was more of like, "Oh my God, he's back and he's doing great. And you looked like you were just the Jeff that I love so much." And that made me really happy. And I think, you know, I took that to Instagram, and the way that I was feeling on Saturday was kind of like, look, you go through hard things in your life, and I feel like it sounds flippant sometimes to say, "Oh, well, what's the upside in the situation?" Like, 'cause, you know, the upside is a great word, but people want to find it immediately, or "I'm having a hard time finding the upside in this." But the upside doesn't always have to be cheerful and happy. It can be complicated, and it can be a lesson, and it can be a stepping stone to your next
step. Well, also,
step.
You might not even see the upside. That's the thing, is it is possible to be in situations and not see the upside. What you need to trust, part of this process, is that there is one. You might not see it. You just need to trust that it exists. So I believe that getting on stage this past weekend, everything happened in the order and the way it did to lead me to the point where I could do this show with you.
Yes.
Where we could have these live things, these comedy shows, with a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the, if you had asked me a year and a half ago, like, hey, what's the upside of everything that's going on in your life? My response would be like, I don't know right now.
And that's what I think. And like my reflection was, the reason that we're talking about all of this kind of in real time as we go is because I feel like we're hitting the lesson part of our experiences the past, you know, really since we got married, like the past 4 years. And it has been a long 4 years in that respect, but there's always something you go through experiences because that's the stepping stone of who you're meant to be. So when we talk about the upside, sometimes it's not even a literal upside, but it's sometimes the upside is knowing that whatever like you're going through is the stepping stone to get you to where you need to be. It's not a valley. It's not going down and falling down. And, you know, I've said that before on the show that I kind of hate that analogy of like, oh, you're down. Well, maybe you're not down. Maybe you're, this is a building block for the next place you're supposed to be.
Not maybe, you definitely are.
Like, right.
If you're down, the reason you're there is because you will get back up and the journey up will make you stronger. That's fat. That's an absolute fact.
Right.
Like, you're not going to get down and stay down.
No, but I just, you know what I mean? I like the analogy of stepping stones because to me, the hard things that we went through were absolutely stepping stones to get us to this place. And now we're in the lesson of like the lesson phase. So there's always a lesson. There's always a takeaway. There's always something. Life is always going to prepare you for the next step. So even if something is hard in the moment and you can't see it, don't force yourself or feel like if you can't see the upside, you're bad or wrong or doing something, you know, just know and be confident that that's a stepping stone of where you need to be to get to the next place, even if you have no clue what it was. I think,
which is the journey that I took down the highway. Like, I had no idea how far I had gone and how far I had left to go.
Right.
I just knew that at some point I would get to the end. And if I could just take it one hill at a time. And I think what's important to remember is when you get to the end, whatever your end is, when you get to it, and you get to your Sanjay Gupta, celebrate that.
Yes.
Like acknowledge the journey that you've been on. And that might've been the reason I'm getting choked up too, or I got choked up too, was because of the acknowledgement of the journey and like, oh my gosh, okay, here we are. And so when you reach your, when you're like, I did it. Okay. Time for it. Like that journey happened. Chapter closed. Like take a day or a month or a week or a minute and just go, wow, that was, I'm pretty awesome. That was terrible. And I did it.
Right. I survived
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, so the growing pains, like on the bike ride, a lot of those pains were in my private parts and they lived with me for a couple of days as reminders. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let your scars and your pain and the agony like be reminder, joyful reminders of what you accomplished, I guess.
So. Yeah. So it was really great. And, you know, I also think we've been talking a lot about, okay, one phase of this Cali, because if you look at the Cali and Jeff brand kind of like an umbrella, this show is one part of that, but we also wanted to create a live event kind of brand under that umbrella as
I
well.
I mean, I'm more fired up for that.
Yes, we both are.
Now than I've ever been. Like, I want to bring people into a room, surround them with the energy they need to leave walking on air.
Yes. And it's interesting because we both kind of knew what the feeling, what we thought it looked like. And this weekend we saw the feeling and we're like, okay, that is our goal, is that feeling. And now we're going to work really hard to capture that and put it into event form and then do this more and do it all over the country. And at some point all over the world. And, you know, watch out, Oprah.
Yeah,
we're coming.
That is bold. That,
you know right what? Speak it out. I'm Demi Lovato-ing it.
All right. Okay. Well, until we get to Oprah, we have a couple other things you can put on your calendar. This Saturday, the 22nd of February, we will be in Nashville. We're going to do a meetup. We're going to be in all weekend, but we're going to do a Upsider meetup happy hour on Saturday, the 22nd. if you want to come to that, it'll be open. But if you want us to send you the details as soon as we know them, text the word Nashville to 800-434-5454. And as soon as we know the exact time and the exact place, we'll send you a text.
Yeah, and please come hang out with us. It's not a paid thing. It's a, hey, come have a drink with us. And we'd love to see you and say, hey. And we'll be in Nashville all weekend kind of working and doing different things. We're also going to be interviewing Laura Lee, which I know how many of you are so excited about because you love her. So if you have anything that you want us to ask her about or talk to her about, she has a great story and I can't wait to talk to her. And Jeff's never met her in person.
I have not.
So they're internet besties for the resties.
And put this in your calendar, May 9th. We have something big happening and y'all are invited. Details forthcoming, but just block May 9th in your calendar.
Yes. Eve of May 9th. We shall celebrate.
No, don't try to be all old English and screw people up. Cause then people are like, oh, May 8th. The eve of May 9th. You're saying the evening.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Basically Saturday night, May 9th, May 9th. We're going to do something awesome. So hold that date for us, please.
Obviously one of the most amazing things, we have three really incredible things that happened over the past 48 hours because of you. So this is going to be our thank you. The first were the comedy shows. We sold out 3 shows, 1,000 tickets, got to make a lot of people laugh. Felt the energy, felt the love. And by the way, if you heard that big speech about the Friday night show and you were at the Saturday night show, you were an awesome crowd as well. Like those were great.
Yeah, the whole weekend was awesome.
The whole weekend was great. But it was just because Friday was first.
Yeah.
That is where the energy felt like vibey for me, mm-hmm. But we felt the love. We had a meet and greet in Lawrenceville and
we
all
had
that.
Two meetups this weekend. Oh, so awesome.
So thank you for that. That's number one. Number two is because of you, we are on the top 50 list of best podcasts in the country, but not just top 50. We're number
two. We are number two. And I think some people were confused. We actually didn't even know about this. Somebody on like our community told us about it. And it's for Podcast Magazine. And they release, I guess, a list of listener voted podcasts, rank them based on how many votes people get. And I didn't even know we were up for that or whatever, but we apparently.
Somebody in our Facebook group found it and they posted it and asked people to go vote. I saw it and I thought about being like that person who, because I knew this magazine was doing it. So mm-hmm. I thought about asking people to vote and I was like, No, I don't want to be that guy who's like soliciting for vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody in the Facebook group found it and y'all mobilized in a grand way and got us up to number two.
We're number two. Crime Junkies, number 9. Like, I don't even know how that happens. It's crazy. But even to be like, this list is great. And I will say just a little, because I feel like I'm going to take credit for this, even though we probably don't deserve credit for this, but the Podcast Magazine was interviewed by Forbes Magazine, right? And on Forbes.com, they happened to put a screenshot of the list in the article about Podcast Magazine, and our names are on that. So we're like kind of in Forbes.
Perfect.
I'm just going to tell people that, as seen in Forbes.
The third thing that was awesome is Callie and I, both were picked by Coca-Cola as one of the people. They're following 360. The Coca-Cola Instagram account is following 366 people in the year 2020. That's one person for every day of the year because it's a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people are positive and creative people. So they want their 366 followers or people they follow on Instagram to be the most positive and creative content creators across the globe. And they picked Callie and I to be two of those 366 people.
Which is just super cool, totally crazy. But we're really grateful and it means a lot to both of us because, you know, Coke is an Atlanta brand. I mean, obviously it's a global brand, but we Atlanta people, we love our Coca-Cola.
So That felt awesome. And then this is not one of the top three, but I just thought it was interesting. We've also reached some level of success where Callie and I both have imposters now on Instagram.
You know what's funny about that is for years I have been trying to get verified on Instagram and they keep turning me down. And then they'll send me a list of qualifications. And it's like, you know, no one's trying to be you. So no one cares about you is basically what Instagram says back to me. And now there's someone pretending to be me and I still don't have a check mark. They keep denying me.
Well, maybe
what's a girl got to do?
Maybe you'll get it now. Now that you're number two, should you send him that podcast list? Should you say, don't make me call my people at Forbes magazine?
You know, what's funny is all they make you send in, they make you send in your driver's license.
Isn't
that weird?
I had so many questions, Callie. Do you want to explain why you got me a decanter for Valentine's Day?
I do. So over Christmas break, Jeff and I watched a lot of Downton Abbey. And something that Jeff always brings out in movies and when we were watching Downton Abbey is how cool is it that people just have decanters with whiskey on it, like in it. And then they just, when they have a hard day or something, they walk up and Jeff's favorite thing is they do it on Law and Order too, like every TV show.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen it on Law and Order, but I see it on Gossip Girl. Chuck Bass always has a decanter of whiskey and so does Lily Bass, right?
Yeah.
And then on Downton Abbey, they have it. And so it's a thing and there's always glasses. And if you have a rough day, you go to the decanter and you pour a shot of whiskey and you take a sip of it. But if it's a really bad day, you do the whole shot, but you take a sip of it and then you set that glass down and you just walk away.
And to Jeff, it's like a sense of power thing. So I got him a decanter for Valentine's Day from Pottery Barn. And it's just really funny. Also, can you tell who controls the remote in our house?
Yeah. Callie picks everything that we watch. Downton Abbey, Gossip Girl. And I got Callie chocolate covered strawberries from Godiva for Valentine's Day. And
they're my favorite thing ever.
The dude in line looks back at me and says, sees that I have two boxes and he's like, oh, look at you, playa. And I was like, no, this is for my wife and these are for my mother-in-law. And he goes, oh, that is a great idea. And immediately jumped out of line and went and got something
for his mother-in-law.
I'm like, yep, that's how it's done, sir.
All right, let's take a second to thank our sponsors for this week's shows.
This is a very exciting week on the upside because we have three brand new advertising partners to introduce you to. The first one is a fitness app called Future.
And you know Katie Burke, she writes our Pick Me Up newsletter every week and she has been using it for the past week so she can tell us all about it and what she loves about it.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to our studio/living room.
Hi, guys. I love the new studio.
It's very comfortable.
I think I want to move in.
Tell us about...
he ignores me.
You can move in. You can take some of the head-scratching time for the dogs away from us because they're very needy and they are on your lap right now. So I'm sorry for all the fur.
It's okay. I'm just worried about my abs. My abs are so sore right now from using Future.
Tell us about the app.
Okay, so this app is awesome, you guys. Basically, you get paired up with a world-class trainer, and they help you create a personalized workout plan, and it's great. I've been doing it for a week. I've been really sore. My trainer, Paul, he has been giving me great workouts. This past week, I did 4 workouts, and the only thing that you need to do the app is an Apple Watch, but if you're like me and you don't have an Apple Watch, it's no big deal. They'll send you one for free.
So the Apple Watch is so that your dude, Paul is his name, your trainer?
Yeah, Paul. He's my dude.
Do you know where he's based? Because he's not in it. It doesn't have to be in the city you're in, right?
He's in Chicago.
Okay. So, but he can keep track of what you're doing or not doing using the Apple Watch. That's what they want the watch for, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication. I literally hear from Paul right after my workout. He's like, awesome job, Katie. Like, way to get another workout in. Great job. He's very encouraging.
That's awesome.
But I also let him know, you know, like, hey, those side planks with the leg lifts, that didn't work out for me, bro.
Tone it down.
Tone it down a bit.
Paul, you're a little aggressive, Paul. The app is called Future. You're going to hear about it all week long on The Upside. And welcome to the Upside Advertising Family, Future. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you're offering an awesome deal to our Upside listeners.
You can sign up for Future today at tryfuture.com/upside and get 50% off your first month. That's tryfuture.com/upside for 50% off your first month.
There is a leadership book. It's called The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership. It's by Richard Branson. And if you don't know, because that's a weird title, if you don't know who he's the guy who founded Virgin Airlines and Virgin Music and very, very successful entrepreneur. He's got a leadership book out that I have wanted to read, haven't been able to find the time. Pumped to find out that it's available on Blinkist. That's B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist. What they do is they take nonfiction books like that, and they summarize them down to 15, 20-minute reads or 15, 20-minute listens. They take the key points and deliver that stuff to you. Like, we all wish we had enough time just to relax and read a 200, 300-page book, no problem, and really absorb it. But life gets in the way. Life is busy. So let Blinkist do that and summarize it for you. Go to Blinkist.com, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T.com, and try it free for 7 days just for being an Upsider. Just use Blinkist.com/upside to get that offer. And then when you subscribe, you're going to get 25% off your subscription. So once again, Blinkist.com/upside, 7-day free trial, 25% off. Blinkist, Blinkist.com/upside. 7 days free, 25% off. Join me in being smart.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I love when we have advertisers on the show that give back, and Warby Parker is one of those companies. They have boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. I've been a paying customer of theirs for years, and I love this company. Here's a sad fact. Almost 1 billion people worldwide lack access to glasses. That means that 15% of the global population cannot learn. They cannot see when they're at school or work, and I can't imagine having to go through that and trying to learn, trying to get my work done and not being able to see. So for every pair of glasses that we buy, they're going to donate a pair to someone in need. I love that. Here's the other thing I love about their glasses. You can do it at home try on. So you go to their website, warbyparker.com/upside. You take a quiz. They will tell you what glasses they think are going to look great on your face, and they're going to send you 5 for free to try on at home. So you can wear them, live in them for a couple of days at home, and then decide what you love. Ship it back with a prepaid shipping label that they give you, and then they'll send you back your glasses with your prescription. It is so easy. Go to warbyparker.com/upside to take the quiz and order your free home try-on. And then also know, if you're someone that wears contacts, they have a new Scout by Warby Parker, which is affordable daily contact lenses. You can also get a trial pack of those. It includes 6 days worth of contacts for only $5, and then you can receive $5 off of your next Warby Parker order. Learn more at warbyparker.com/upside.
If you're on social media like Instagram or Facebook and you see the same ad pop up over and over and over again, and your friends are also seeing it, send it to Callie, because what she does is she buys these items that are stalking you and then gives a legitimate review of the quality of it, whether it's good or bad, worth your money. Because some of them are great and some of them are crap because they're spending all their money on advertising and not product development.
And we see these ads all the time, right? So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to spend my own money, and then I will tell you if I think you should be spending your own money. So somebody asked me to review Divani, which is this workout kind of brand, and their whole thing is like sustainable fashion. So basically they make their clothes in a way that doesn't hurt the environment, which I was like, oh, that's really, really cool. And they have this best. It's a buy one, plant one. So they plant a tree for every order. So I was super into this. And I ordered, they have, it's called a Naked Collection. Is they're super soft. They call it buttery soft, right? So I ordered that. I ordered yoga pants and a sports bra. And I really didn't like the fit.
Why are you sad? That's okay.
Because I love what the company stands for. Oh, you love the concept. Okay. Yeah, and I love the concept. And I really wanted to like it, but like, it was definitely like a camel toe yoga pant situation. Okay. And I did not like that. I don't know another another smooth way to say that. It just is what it is.
Can't you just say it was really tight?
No, because it wasn't tight. It's just, okay. Yeah. Anyways, and then the sports.
I was not expecting you to say that.
Sorry.
I could have said that when I was talking about my long bike ride, because that happened to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry. I couldn't. I've thought about this for days about a different way that I could say that, and I just couldn't do it.
She's so delicate, that Callie.
So delicate. So it is not Callie approved. I also got their sports bra, and it just didn't. It was not the right fit. It was definitely the right size, but I just didn't love the way it felt. So I'm returning it. I last week sent. They don't have a great. Their return policy is fine, but it's one of the things where you have to email the customer service team and say, "Hey, can I have a return?" And I haven't heard back from them yet. So hopefully I will hear back from them and then I can return them. But yeah, not Cali approved. Next week's review will be on American Giant.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Stacy calling from Northern California. I've been listening for a while. Love your show. I was calling. Callie was doing her advanced review of the workout clothes. And I was curious. I never heard what she found out or liked or disliked about the clothing subscription service. I thought she did one of those reviews, but I don't remember hearing the episode. I could have just missed it. But curious if there's an update on that. Thanks so much. Love you guys. Bye.
So I think she's talking about Stitch Fix, right?
Maybe. It sounds like one of those subscription
clothing things. Yeah. Okay. So here's the reason that I can't do like a weekly review with that one, is because it's a subscription based thing. And basically you go out and fill this like online survey about what your style is. And they send you a couple of boxes. Now the advice I got from my Instagram friends was give it a couple of months to get into a routine with a stylist that you match with. So that's why I couldn't do like order it one day and then review it the next week. Cause I didn't feel like one box would be an honest review, but I have, gotten my third box and I was going to wait to get the fourth. Cause the third one, they nailed it.
Cool.
And I'll tell you, what I did differently is I traded up my stylist. Cause the first two, I found like one piece I liked out of each box, but the third one, I sent them Instagram accounts of bloggers whose style I like.
Oh,
and she pulled from that and I bought the entire outfit. It was great.
Wow. That's the way those subscribe. That's smart. That's the subscription boxes, the clothing ones, you don't have to buy anything, right?
No, you pay like $30 a month. And if you buy something, the $30 goes towards your purchase.
Cool.
But if you don't like it, you just mail it back.
So if they send you $250 worth of clothes, you're not stuck paying for clothes you don't want.
No. You can send it back and they make it pretty easy. So I saw the cutest story on Good Morning America and it made me really happy. And there is a guy who just got the Guinness Book of World Records for being the oldest living man.
So he's not the man who's lived the longest. He's the oldest male on earth right now.
Yes. And he's 112 years old.
That's actually really cool. Like I was about to say, I would never want to live that long, but if you are the oldest living man on earth,
you're like the king.
Yes.
Like you can do what you want. You're the boss. Everywhere we go, you win. You're the boss.
No matter what. Yeah. Like you go anywhere you want, cut in front of a line and people are like, why are you cutting?
You're like, I'm 112 years old.
I'm the oldest living man on earth, out of my way.
Anyways, he's 4 years short of being the oldest living man ever. The oldest living man ever was 116.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Anyways, but he gave his secret to a long life, which I thought was really cute. And he said it was to not get angry and to keep a smile on your face.
Perfect. He's an upsider then.
He's totally upsidey. And you should Google world's oldest living man because he's so sweet. He's smiling in his picture. He's so excited. They gave him a little poster to congratulate him. And it's just really cute.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Just a reminder or a warning, depending on how you want to look at it, Mercury is officially in retrograde. So if you buy into that sort of thing, you're going to want to proofread contracts. You're going to want to double check travel arrangements. You're going to want to avoid big negotiations, because when Mercury is in retrograde, anything related to communication and stuff like that supposedly gets screwed up. I'm not saying that I believe or don't believe. I just know that I couldn't do anything paperwork related last time Mercury was in retrograde. I mean, even like my print, that's when the printer went all sideways and everything. It was just weird. So that's your heads up. Mercury's in retrograde. Do with that information what you will. Be safe out there.
Hey guys, it's Heather. I was calling to suggest about the promo that you guys are running on other podcasts. Why not use you guys talking about how much you didn't care for the one that's running currently? I think it shows your humility and honesty and humor. I think it really just how you two banter back and forth, and it's great, and it would be pretty funny too, just to have a promo talking about how much you didn't like your other promo. Anyway, just a thought. Love you guys. Bye.
Everywhere you turn, there is CBD. You can even get it at the gas station where you fill up your car and buy a soda for the road. But you don't want to. You want quality CBD from people who know what they're talking about. Folks at Hemp Fusion know that CBD works best when other natural ingredients are blended with it. Omegas, terpenes, other things that will target specific areas of need, like sleep or stress or energy. Hemp Fusion has you covered. And because you're an upsider, they're going to do it for 20% off your first order. Use the code UPSIDE when you check out at hempfusion.com. That's UPSIDE at hempfusion.com for 20% off and free shipping your first order.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Pat, and I'm calling from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. So put that on the map. I know you started keeping track of where all your calls are coming from. Today, I'm grateful because I was just in the Atlanta area visiting my family and having some medical checkups done, and my daughter turned me on to your show, and while we went back and forth from doctor's appointments and things, we listened to your program, and I did feel very uplifted, and now I'll be able to listen to your uplifting radio show while I'm in the Virgin Islands and feel good every day. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for both my daughters who treat me like a queen when I come to Atlanta. And thanks so much. I enjoyed everything I heard. Have a good day.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Molly. It's Valentine's Day, and I'm a restaurant manager, so it's really late in the day, so I'm sure you won't get this until after. But I just wanted to send Jeff some good vibes for his comedy show tonight. I wish I could be there, and good vibes for tomorrow, and you know, just give you guys both some love for Valentine's Day. Thanks for doing what you do. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. My name is Rachel. I'm 8 years old, and I'm gonna play your upside song on the piano.
I'd like to be anonymous, and I loved your show tonight.
Hey, Callie. Hey, Jeff. I had a funny story. You were talking about a roach. This is Shelley from Avon, Indiana. I've been married for almost 25 years, so this has been almost 25 years ago. It was one of our first anniversaries. We go to the Bahamas. I'm in the shower, and we were on the first floor of this luxury hotel, and there was a roach. And the roaches in the Bahamas are about the size of a rodent. And I scream and freak out and yell for my husband, who comes in there and yanks the shower curtain to see what I'm screaming about, which then I went into blood-curdling screams. He thought I was having a heart attack or dying. I could not figure out. And all I could think about was this big roach was in my hair laying eggs. So you made me laugh talking about the roach in the shower. It made me think of that. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Jeff and Callie, this is Libby. I'm just listening to the episode 175 where you're mentioning the contest to do with an influencer to to get more listeners to your show. And I really like the idea. I'm sorry, Callie. I like you. But I think this is a cool idea. And you wouldn't have to give away money. If I won, I'd take an Upsider t-shirt. I think it's a great idea. You might want to look into this. I love what you guys do. Keep up the great work. Okay, bye.
Hey guys, I'm just calling in response to someone else who left a message. I'm finally getting caught up on the podcast. But in regards to the new states calling in, someone said they could kind of hear like a little check mark in the background or an idea that we could do that. They've been hearing that in their head. I think it might be fun if every new person that calls or if they think they're calling from a new state, they can give their own little ding, 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 new state. That might be fun. Love you guys. Thanks so much for all you do. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Carla from Buford. I enjoyed the show last night so much. I laughed so hard. I came to the 9:15 show, and my husband and I laughed the entire time. I cannot wait to see Jeff and friends again. On a side note, I've been trying to think of my Demi Lovato statement, and I have it. I am going to bring mindfulness to children. And I don't know if that's a children's book. I don't know if that's going into schools, but I want to bring mindfulness and consciousness and self-love and self-awareness to children. And that's my Demi Lovato statement. Love you guys. Bye.
I'm truly thankful that we're all here. And if you just started your journey here, welcome aboard and enjoy the ride. No matter where you're at in life, be it a high or low, it's always better when you're looking to it from the upside.